Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Broad Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Make you stay. You told me that you'd
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today. She's from the world of business. It is my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the very, very first time, Tara Gregory. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you doing, sir? I am so honored and so privileged to finally be on this show. About getting me on here for
a long time, yes.
My schedule has been crazy, but I am just so honored to finally be here talking to you and your radio listeners.
Oh, aren't you kind? Well, listen, I am excited. First of all, it is I who must thank you. You are one of the folks who, when we announced our live events and that we were working on so many different shows, you were one of the very first to sign up as a vendor. So we're so excited that you wanted to do business with our company. We love it. We support you, and we love that you support us at Hair Radio. You've always been, and even when I'm on social media from time to time, which I think I must live on social media as far as our fans are concerned. But yes, but I love it because you, Tara, you share our postings, you share our messages, you like what we put out, and it means so much. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I am one of those that is really big on supporting one another, especially within our culture. I don't know what it is that we struggle to do that. So many of the cultures will band together, and they will push and support one another. And we have to change that stigma. We have to band together and be able to support, promote, push. Everything is not about a dollar. A lot of times it's just a phone call. It's just a post or doing what I'm doing now. Just support somebody else's business. Support their vision. We have to do better as a people. And if I have to be the one to step out there and do that and be the example, by all means, I'll do it.
Well, you have done just that. So, and that puts you on our radar here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and at Hair Radio, the company. So I'm so excited. Now, I've got to say, Tara Gregory, just to have you on the show, I want to talk about your business for a moment. Then I'm going to get into why we brought you here this morning. But first, let's find out a little bit. Now, give us I remember you were doing Ayers Batch of Nature. So tell us a little bit. And did I pronounce it right? Tell us a little bit more about it, all that you're doing.
Okay, so just in a nutshell, the name of the company is Ayers, A-Y-U-R, apostrophe
S. Ayers, okay. Yes.
Yes, Ayers Batch of Nature, LLC. I started this company about 7 years ago. And just to give you just a really quick background, I am in my 50s. I just turned 50.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
As I got older, I just realized that my hair started changing. I was natural, and, you know, I was using the products on the shelves, and not to take anything away from them. You know, my hair was moisturized and shiny and looked cute, but for some reason, it just kept shedding. It kept spinning. I was losing my crown. I could not understand what was going on. And nothing on the shelves helped me as far as that issue. So I started researching, and God blessed me to come up with this concoction after I researched for an entire year. Point number one, whatever you're doing in business, research, research, research.
Yes.
Hone in and master whatever it is you're out there producing or doing. So it took me about a year. I came up with this formula, and it changed my life. So I have a product line that is geared towards problematic hair issues. So it's not just about moisturizing and making your hair shiny. If you really have some serious hair issues going on, I have these products that are solving the breakage, the shedding, but especially alopecia. And I've realized, Carrie, what was happening to me really was aging hair, and there's nothing really on the market unless you go and get that Keranique and all that kind of stuff. And what I have is chemical-free, drug-free. It's all natural. It's all organic. No steroids, and it works better than those chemicals you see on TV, if not better. And the products started working so well that Macy's reached out to me. Now, listen, I didn't have money for Macy's. I knew that. But somehow they got wind of the products. Make a long story short, they asked for some samples, and I sent it to them, and they did their little testing, talked to the board or whatever.
Yeah, right.
3 months later, they called me and were like, how fast can you get here? And we launched in Macy's. I'm in retail stores.
Yay! Stores.
Yes, and I'm now partnering with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America to help those that are on chemotherapy bring back their hair naturally with no chemical, because they're already dealing with the radiation. So you don't want to put a chemical product on top of what you're already dealing with. So these products is really making a difference for those that's suffering with chemical damage. My hair is now past my bra strap at 50 years old because I see my own products. So that is really the backdrop of the products. Also, there's a lot of black hair care products out there. And, of course, mine has the oils and butters. But I took it a step further when I started researching and infusing Indian Ayurvedic herbs into the product.
Wow,
that
really? How? Tell us about that. That's interesting. So Indian herbs, tell us.
Yeah, so Indian herbs are your henna, amla, hibiscus, marshmallow root, burdock root. These are herbs that Indians have been using for years, I mean centuries, and we just didn't know about it. And hair is hair, so if it worked for their hair, it'll work for our hair. And these herbs are proven.
And I've never seen a person of that, the original folks here in America.
No.
Have no hair. I've never seen one with your hair.
Jet black, down to their behind, and no gray.
Exactly.
These herbs are slowing down gray.
Wow.
And making your hair grow like weeds and make it strong as steel. If you ever see Indian men and women, their hair is long.
Of course, everyone.
At 70 and 80.
And up.
They have been using these herbs for centuries.
Now, Tara, how can folks get these products, please?
Okay, so they can visit Ayers Bachelor.
I'm raising my hand, by the way. Tell us one more time. Give us that site once again. I interrupted you there.
Ayers Bachelor of Nature, AYURSBATCHOFNATURE, bachelorofnature.com. You can also find me on Etsy, which is an e-commerce platform for handmade businesses. It's the number one platform out there, so I'm on Etsy. I'm on Amazon as well. You can find us in select retail stores, and all you have to do is really Google the company.
And I'm hoping you'll bring a few of these products to my store at hairadio.com soon. We're going to hold you to that now.
I'd love to.
Okay. Yes, this is going to be absolutely awesome. And I've been telling, you know, Tara, this is the kind of thing where we've got, like you said, we've got to support each other. So I'll be following up with you very, very soon on that.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
one
I
of the
everything myself. Yeah.
You make wow. Now that
the warehouse. About 30 days ago, I started this company in my house. We outgrew the house. We had pallets coming to the house, and my husband was like, I think you need a warehouse. So we launched into a warehouse because I am determined to manufacture these myself. I had manufacturers reach out to me, and they tell you, you know.
I am reaching out to you.
Yes.
because
I want them to dilute the formula, so I will continue to manufacture these myself. So I have my own manufacturing and distribution right here in Maryland.
Well, you know what? We're going to be talking with you about that because I have some companies, including ourselves, and we're looking for that kind of distribution outlet where we don't have to house it here and, you know, and necessarily make up batches in our bathtub type thing. So we want to definitely, we'll continue this conversation. One of the big things that, you know, let me just remind everybody before we move along, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today, and she's on the line. It is my honor again to welcome her to the airwaves for the very, very first time. Tara Gregory. Yes, good morning, Tara. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
All right.
Good morning.
Yes, and again, Ayers Batch of Nature. I'm just loving all of this wonderful information today. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to definitely invite you this morning onto the broadcast is because you, the only person that I, well, you know what? Okay, yes, we've had on Alelia Bundle, so she is the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker, so of course, and she's a good friend of ours here at the Hair Radio Show, so yes, she's been with us, but outside of her, so you're like one of the very first who we get a good accounting of at least some of the grounds around the amazing estate that was once the estate called Villa Luaro, which belonged to Madam C.J. Walker here in New York, which is, I'm located in New York State as well. I'm in New York City and New York. And so her, tell us a little bit, if you will. And, well, you know, we can, you can, we can give you some background. This is the Villa Luaro, formerly known as the Annie Epoff or Annie Epoff home is a 34-room, 20,000-square-foot mansion located at Fargo Lane and North Broadway in Irvington, New York. That's about 30 miles north of New York City, so about a half hour away from where I'm located here in Brooklyn. Now, it was built from 1916 to 1918, and she died like in 1919. That was a year after it was they finished it somewhere, and was designed in the Italianate style by architect Wertner Tandy for Alelia Walker. Again, she is, Alelia Walker is the daughter of Madam C.J. Walker. And so, and the Alelia, our friend Alelia Bundles, who was named after Alelia Walker, Madam Walker's daughter. But so now tell us, Ms. Tara Gregory, what did you see? I want to hear the whole story about walking up to Madam C.J. Walker. Well, first of all, before you get there, what inspired you to go visit to, were you making a special trip to see Villa Luaro?
Oh,
and if so, what inspired you to do so?
So let me just take 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds to say this. I had no idea who she was in my teens. I remember, you know, Black history, you know, you read about all these people.
A little bit,
oh,
right.
Nice. So I heard of her. And even when I launched my company, I still didn't really know about her. And I didn't realize that I was actually walking into her footsteps until probably about maybe 5 years ago. I had no idea.
Wow.
She built her own manufacturing company, became a self-made millionaire. You got to watch the movie Self-Made. And she built this mansion herself with the first Black architect in New York. A lot of people may not
know. Right.
That's
right.
He designed it. And this house is phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. So I was in New York about maybe 2 weeks ago. I was on a yacht party with this guy called Mitt. Find him on Facebook, Instagram. He does this every month, an amazing yacht party. It's actually a business expo that he does. And so I decided to go there. I had about maybe three people with me, our team. And I don't know, I was on this boat, and I just kept thinking about, you know, this mansion, thinking about her and just how blessed I am to actually be doing what I'm doing. I just couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting there on this boat, and I said, you know what, I think I'm going to visit her house. You know, I've seen the movie. I've read about her. You know, I now know about her. I think I want to see this in real life. So we get off the boat and we get to the hotel and I tell the team, you know what? We're going to Madam C.J. Walker's mansion. And they're like, we're what? I said, yes, we are. Get dressed. We're going. And we got up about maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. Are we having breakfast? No, we're going straight there. And I'm thinking, because I don't really know New York like that, but I love New York. It is truly my second home. I'm there a lot. There's no place in the city like New York. Let me just plug that out. So I Googled it, and I realized we were in Upper Manhattan somewhere on 23rd Street and something. And I Googled it, and it was literally 30 minutes away. I'm thinking it's like 2 hours, 30 minutes away. So we jumped in the car and go all through this expressway or whatever. And then the whole community changed. It's nothing but rows and rows of mansions. I could not believe it. So we're driving up, and we come across this house. And I see the sign, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, but it's right there on the street. This can't be it. And so I saw they have a post there, like a little plaque thing in the wall, in the ground. And it says, you know, welcome to Madam C.J. Walker's estate. And they give, you know, her little backdrop. And I looked at them. I said, this is it. Park the car. So we parked the car, and it's gated. You can't just walk in. I mean, they have chains and everything on there. And I'm like, okay, we didn't make no appointment. This is spare the moment. So we get out the car. And the whole thing is gated. She has a driveway that's gated and a gate around her whole house. So we're standing in the middle of traffic trying not to get hit, trying to take pictures and, you know, do drive-by shots. And there was a groundsman there. Oh, my God. He was incredible. And he came out. I guess he saw me out there like, what is she doing? So he came out there and he said, who are you? And I told him, you know, who I was, and my husband blessed her. So, oh, you know, she has her own hair care company and she just wanted to come up here and just, you know, see the person that did it. You know, she's just fascinated with her. And he was like, really, how would you like to come in? And my jaw dropped. And I said, really, you would do that? He was like, absolutely. I said, okay. So,
he's like, okay, we're in.
I'm like, get the camera ready because we don't want to get stuck. He's unlocking the gate, and when he opened those gates, oh my, there was a sense of, you know how you walk
history.
Into something, and even though you're walking into her history, it's like a preview for you. And I'm as soon as I walk through the gate, I'm like, oh my God, is this what I'm walking into for me? You can't help but think that. So I'm walking into this gate. It is phenomenal. And when I say, so the doors are locked, you know, first of all, I'm going up the steps. And as I'm stepping up the steps, Carrie, tears are streaming down my face. Not so much because I'm doing what she's doing, but you are standing on the ground.
Where,
of the person who fought and struggled and went through all she went through, all the ups and downs and hurdles that she went through that we now don't have to face as a beauty brand company.
Exactly.
It just overwhelmed me to know that all her sweat, blood, and tears got her to this moment, and here's the proof. It's one, Carrie, it's one thing to read it in the textbook, but it's another thing when you step and stand flat-footed in history.
Wow.
There was no feeling like it to see what this woman had accomplished. And what really stood out
And at that period, that period in time, it's not like she had social media. Her Facebook and Twitter was her 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And she is actually the role model and the example of ambition because she talks about how you know, you have to work hard and believe in your dream. And when you read
absolutely.
Her story and read her book, you see the struggles that she went through. And standing there at that mansion, it just showed me how far we can go as Black people, as a Black brand. And I just hope that my company makes her proud. You feel her presence. When you stand there, you feel like you can conquer anything because look at what she did. So we took pictures on the steps. And there's this white, I can't even explain it, like some kind of white clay pot thingy. She bought this years ago, and it is still there. So you can't go in the house, but there's no drapes, Carrie. So we took pictures, you know, we're peeping through the room. And do you know a lot of her original artifacts and furniture is still in this
house? Still there? Wow.
You can actually take your camera, video, and you can actually click pictures because because there's no curtains. We walked around the back because I said, let's go. It was like, through the grass, come on, let's go. So we walked around the back, and if you ever see the pictures or her movie where she did her she actually lived in this house for a year before she died. She built it, and she lived in there for a whole year.
That's right.
And when she got sick, and she really didn't say anything, she got sick, she decided to hold this convention for all these women that were really distributors of her products. And she
right.
has them all lined up in her back, all on the vestibule, all on the grounds, all around the pool. So I walked around, and to stand there, and it's like you just, history just stopped. Everything is still the same. And all you have to do is just imagine those women standing there, because everything remains the same.
Wow. Well, I am blown away.
And they have kept this property and preserved it like no other. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. And so Sundial has bought this company. Sundial is a company.
Right, Sundial Brand. Yeah.
Moisture. And they bought this company, and I've been following them. So anybody that's interested, follow them, because they actually bought this company, and they're going to turn it into a business hub for women to help women entrepreneurs.
Exactly, and that's mm-hmm. exactly what I discovered. And I love that because, you know, anything associated with Madam C.J. Walker is all about women empowerment. And you know.
In her will, that her property was to be used for African Americans, as far as anyone living there, used it for businesses. It was to benefit the community of Black entrepreneurs. It is in her will. That's why no other culture could ever get it. It's in her will that her
she
was going to die, and she knew that once she died, she wanted this place to now benefit people for years and centuries to come. And her dream is coming to fruition. Look at what is happening with Sundial. Yeah.
Exactly.
And nobody else can get their hands on it.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, I know for a fact that had it not been for the Madam C.J. Walkers, the Annie Malones, Sarah Spencer Washingtons, mm-hmm. even for us guys, and there are a lot of guys out there in the hair and beauty business, let me just say mm-hmm. that and giving them rightful respect, but without these women, I wouldn't be here today carrying on walking in the paths that they have ushered in.
Yeah, and we're obligated. How can we see what they struggled and built.
Exactly, exactly.
And not take on the mandate to carry that mantle. That's why they did it. So that
exactly.
we can now be successful. We can't be lackadaisical. We have to step up and give it everything we got. We can't let go and finagle and just be lazy. We can't do that.
Exactly, exactly. The secret,
exactly.
It has always been for us to band together. I mean, it's really not rocket science. It's just working together and supporting each other, as you said at the top of this. I just shared your amazing video onto my Facebook page. You can go to Carrie Hines' Facebook page, and I will continue to support and put you out there.
Yes.
Tara Gregory, my friend, and we just want to make sure and have everybody know that you'll be at our very next live hair event coming up soon. We'll keep you guys informed. You can go to hairnationexpo.biz to find out about that. And again, we want to send folks to your website, Ms. Tara Gregory. Tell everybody again how they can find Ayers Batch of Nature products and so much more that you're connected with.
It's AyersBatchOfNature.com. You can find us on Etsy. You can find us on Amazon. And even though I have a warehouse, I actually have a retail store in the warehouse. So if you ever decide to visit us in Maryland, that address is 2105 Emerton Park Road, Suite 101, Edgewood, Maryland, 21040. And give me a call. My phone number is 443.
Oh, that's the record there. Okay.
0998.
Awesome. Listen, I am super hyped. So this is going to be fantastic, Tara. So listen, we're going to continue to follow you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to hope you come back real soon. And we'll do another sit down.
Anytime.
All right. I am loving it. And I hope you guys had a first row seat all about Madam C.J. Walker's wonderful, wonderful mansion, Villa Nuoro. So, yes, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, keep it right here. Thanks again for being with us, Tara. Folks,
thank
keep
you.
It here.
Thank you so much.
Got it back at you. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
I'm scaring you. Wanna know how I feel? Gonna set your mind. Don't you dare jump on, jump on, get on me. Alright, I'm giving you all my free. Just show your love or let it be. I'm telling you. Watch your mouth. I know your game. What you're about. When they say the sky's the limit, and you mean the truth too. I'm a friend, you have seen nothing. There's a way to
I'm bad.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today. Well, they're from the world of education. It is my honor to welcome back to the show Dr. Joel A. Freeman and welcoming for the very first time Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. We are honored to be with you this morning.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you, Carrie. We love being here and looking forward to our time together.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Dr. Freeman, we're going to kick off with you. You were kind enough to help us kind of launch the Hair Radio Morning Show 5 years ago, literally hundreds of episodes of this broadcast ago. And we're so excited because many of our listeners, you've touched folks around the world with your story. And so we're going to remind everybody about that, but I just wanted to officially welcome you back to the broadcast and how we were able to use that wonderful, wonderful interview as a great foundation for pushing us forward, and we're still here today. I think that's a big part of that. So thank you.
Well, I'm very thrilled at what you're doing and how you've done it, your integrity, your stick-to-itiveness, and it's an inspiration to all of us.
Wonderful. Well, listen, again, welcome to the show. And now I have to turn also to Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. You are from the Rochester, New York area, and you are, when I tell you, I was just blown away at your story when I started to do some research. School superintendent for years, literally, author. Yes. So education, to put it mildly, is important. So Dr. Milton, I have to get in there. What, you know, where did this come from, this whole, you know, this journey that you are on, that you've been on? And this, I'm going to call it a track, I think. You know, so where did this come from in terms of jumping into the education or on the education wagon, I should say?
Well, you know, I had two teachers that impacted my life in ways in which one could never imagine. I had a teacher by the name of Adam Urbanski. He was a gentleman from Poland, and he talked about history. He was one of my high school history teachers, and he taught history in a way that you can only fall in love with. But he talked about the movers and shakers of history, the carriers of information, and how we have to learn to deconstruct things and find ourselves in the whole cloak of history. So he planted a major seed in me. Then I had a science teacher. Her name was Cassandra Frierson. And Cassandra Frierson said that I'm part of a history that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. And I was so glad to meet her because I had an experience in elementary school that my teacher attempted to teach black history, but she started off in slavery. And what happened, it had ushered so much shame and humiliation for me. So those early years of my life, I was on this quest to find out some truths in history and where I played a role. And Dr. Frierson, or Cassandra Frierson, she said that my past is inexplicably tied to the beginning of time. And so as a result of those two individuals, I went into education, became a teacher, a principal, and then a school superintendent, and decided to step down and start my own company. And then it happened again. And when it happened this time, I said, I'm going to take action. When this whole quest and this desire and this love and passion for history came out, I said, I'm going to do something about it. So Joel Freeman was the first person that I've called. Joel has been a close friend of mine for many years, and I know that he is the curator of many African-American artifacts. And I said, Joel, would you go on this journey with me, man? And he didn't hesitate. Here we are. 2.5, almost 3 years later, with a final product, a finished product, rather. And our goal is to share our love letter to the world. I mean, this is our divine purpose and our mission as to why we exist.
And that is the reason that you guys are here today. And that is to introduce us to this amazing new book. And I'm going to have to thank you, Dr. Milton, for that. I'm going to have to turn now to Dr. Freeman. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Joel A. Freeman, first of all, again, welcome to the show. And just want to say we are going to turn to you to talk about this amazing new book. We want to make sure and get that on out there, Black History, An Inclusive Account of American History. Tell us about this book.
Yes, as Dr. Milton mentioned, it's a labor of love. It's 1,248 pages, weighs 5.5 pounds, has well over 2,500 images throughout, and about 500 of those images come straight from the collection my wife and I own. We own over 3,000 items. Documents and artifacts. The oldest piece dates back to 1553. Wow. And so we have put together, Walter and I, as he mentioned, we worked for about 2.5 years, putting in 12, 16-hour days and working. I'm telling you, it was just like Groundhog Day every day, just working at it and then going to sleep and working some more the next day and just day after day. So it was just both of us look at it right now and just go, we don't even know how it happened, except God's fingerprints are all over it. And we started in ancient Africa. And the reason why we started in ancient Africa is because we did not want to reinforce the notion, either implicitly or explicitly, that slavery was the beginning of Black history. We wanted to talk about the mores, the folkways, the hunting, the gathering, the fishing, the industry, the agriculture, the ancient African kingdoms that transcend the current geopolitical lines. And now we're ready for the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last four centuries. And even when we get into slavery and the slave trade, we have a whole section just about slave rebellions. We talk about the trickery used. And we have actual stories of how people were tricked into coming on the ship, and or to be kidnapped to get on the ship. So we wanted to give a whole different view about this that is not normally given, at least that we could find. And then there's a gentle timeline that takes us all the way through to the struggle for civil rights. We then. Once we have included that, then we get into the whole area of the economic system. We talk about arts, entertainment. We have a section on sports, Black quarterbacks, the integration of the NBA. And then we have a whole section on 50 states. And it's where we provide some insights into Black history in each state. So whatever state a listener is from, there will be some specific just a showcasing of what has happened in their particular state. Then the final unit is all about the North Star. It's over 100 pages where we have a timeline from 1491 on that describes all that happened, their interaction between the United States and Canada. And then we tell stories, we share stories from mid-1800s from a book called Refugees that a gentleman by the name of Dr. Benjamin Drew went north, and he interviewed a lot of people, and then he put 114 stories, their life stories, into the book. And so In our textbook, we start in Vancouver all the way over to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and everything in between. The Don Settlement with Josiah Henson, and so on and so forth. So it's really a wonderful way to show how people from the South, who many suffered from Stockholm Syndrome, Many just, you know, just the whole, what, how do I deal with, how do I, how does a person leave not knowing where they're going to be going, and if they're going to get caught and maybe get killed or, you know, get chastised in a horrific ways. And then the fugitive slave laws pushing them into Canada. So we really, Walter and I have put together a book that the response we've been getting from around the country has truly been heartwarming. And we are very grateful to be the instruments used to be able to help put this together. And, of course, as we've expanded after the writing was done, our wives are very much a part of this project, and we're grateful to them. And then more people came on that helped with curriculum design, with search engine optimization, media relations, professional development, and many other aspects that helped to, we now have a team of over 75 people that have helped to bring this to bear.
Well, I'm going to say, I think you have at least 76. I'm on board, too. Make sure and add me on
okay.
in to that list. I saw that extensive list on your site. I was, you know, at bh365.org. I was quite impressed. Listen, I want to make sure I get the title right. I don't. I think I just introduced it as Black History, but it's actually Black History 365, an inclusive
correct.
Account of American history. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, we landed on 365 because many times people view Black History Month as the main time to talk about Black history. But we decided that this is something that is an inclusive account of American history. That's the subtitle. And we also quote from a gentleman on the back cover. He's a quote on the back cover. His name is James Baldwin. He said, "American history is longer, larger, more various, more beautiful, and more terrible than anything anyone has ever said about it." And that's really, when Walter and I saw that quote, we just said, that's got to be on the cover. It's because that encapsulates what we have done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have to say, as a matter of fact, Dr. Milton, I was going to ask you, being, you know, of course, an educator as you are, you know, and being out in the school system, how did that play a part? Because I'm, you know, I just imagine that you were close, you know, you were real, you know, you had a real front row seat to what the kids needed, you know, to what the students needed to learn. So I'm going to ask you, how did that play a part, or did it play a part in how you kind of, you know, decided to come up with this idea that you guys have, you know, worked on?
Well, it played a major part. What I saw in my years of education and what I still see now in working with school systems across the country is that there's a direct correlation with the lack of culturally competent instruction and educational approaches to the negative impact that has on student achievement. We also discovered that the lack of historical content has been a significant influence, sir, of negative outcomes for Black students and communities, including lack of self-awareness, lack of self-esteem, lack of intrinsic motivation, decreased academic achievement, truancy, discipline referrals, and even some cases some criminal activity. Because what we found when our young people, not only Black children but all children, when they have an understanding of who they are, where they came from, and the impact that their ancestors have made on this world, it just increases all the negative things to turn right into the positives because we make that connection. And so what we found and discovered that the world, particularly America, is begging for something like this because of the past, our history that we have and how those things still impact us to this day. So we wanted to really look at those things. We really wanted to look at the whole impact of the incarceration system and how that connected to education. And what we found is that there's this critical gap. And we believe that we have a solution for this gap. One of the things that we really focus on, and Joe will probably talk about that a little later, I'll just introduce the concept, but we said we need to develop critical thinkers, compassionate listeners, fact-based, respectful communicators, and action-oriented solutions. And we believe that BH365 will serve as an impetus to make that happen and to make our world a better place here in America and to bring about a great deal of healing because we clarify things and misconceptions that we've been operating on for many years.
That's just, I'm blown away. And I have to say, Dr. Milton, and I was really touched, and I know we're here, we're going to absolutely get into every single aspect of Black History 365, you guys' new book, which is being used in the schools. But I have to draw some attention to when I came across one of your earlier books that talked about this. The title is A Matter of Life or Death, Why Black Men Must Save Black Boys in America's Public Schools. And I know you've written a couple of books, but that was I read a little bit of the synopsis, and I was just very impressed. So thank you for all the work that you are doing, that both of you are doing, on this incredible, incredible topic that, believe me, even, you know, I could put this on every day, you know, for years, and it would still just be scraping the surface of what needs to be done. But it's a wonderful thing to do as much research, and you guys can hear it. You've done a lot of research. I see the work, and it is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. So thank you both for that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, well, very much welcome. Well, listen, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's my pleasure to welcome these two incredible educators to Hair Radio. And Dr. Joel A. Freeman, he's been with us before. We're so excited to welcome him back. It's been 5 years. And he's joined, of course, or we're joined with Dr. Walter Milton, Jr., who we're also excited, a New Yorker, a fellow New Yorker, to the broadcast. And now, Dr. Freeman, you're in Maryland area, correct? Aren't you still out in Maryland?
Yes, not far from Annapolis.
Okay. And so we have a lot to talk about, because just trying to catch everybody up a little bit, and then I have some more questions for you, Dr. Milton. But just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, Dr. Freeman, I recall that you started off early on, and you were a chaplain for, wasn't it the NBA? And you did all these amazing things and just had such what seemed on that interview, just a deep understanding for folks at an early age. And that's what I got from that. And I was just quite impressed and went on to create that whole space with all these artifacts that you have that chronicle the lives of folks all the way to Africa and here. And so I'm just very impressed and, you know, just happy to have you here. So what can you tell us about your collection these days? Anything? Of course, we've got your book, which is going to be a big part of that, Black History 365. But what else can you tell us about the collection that you have amassed all of this? And I know you have pictures inside the book, inside of Black History 365.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big part of the book and a big part of, I think, the contribution, because it's exclusively available to the book. The images, there's now over 4,000 high-resolution images.
Amazing.
And anyone who tries to put together something like this without images, it's just very difficult. And what people, when we went to the printers in Ohio who manufactured this book, one of the young men, I don't know how long he'd been working there, but maybe a decade or two or close, 15 years maybe. And we were just talking with him, and he says, yeah, he says, when I came in this morning, I thought I was working on a National Geographic project. and so the collection is made up of over 3,000 items, done two exhibits at the United Nations. We had over 1 million visitors. I've done three in concert with the White House. I've done two at the Clinton Presidential Library, done a number with Secret Service at their headquarters in D.C. and a number of other venues around the country. And it's just been wonderful. And when Walter called me about this project, I didn't have to think about it because I knew intuitively that I had been building this collection, and it's perfect for a curriculum in terms of the types of items. I would pass over 200 items to get to that 201st item that would help tell the story. And so I was very selective about the items that I collected and brought together. So it's kind of a unique type of collection, and I think when people get the textbook and they start looking at the images, especially the first two units, because the first two units are about ancient Africa and slavery and the slave trade. So I have a number of items. For instance, I have one item when I was in Elmina Castle in Ghana on the banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. And I met with the village elders there, and they voted unanimously to donate a set of shackles, an actual set of shackles from Elmina Castle. And I was truly humbled and honored by that because I don't think they did that very often.
Exactly.
And so those are the kinds of stories behind many of the pieces of the collection. Just had over 75 given to me, and had to acquire a lot of things myself, but this gentleman, his father, worked for TWA Airlines.
Well, so did I. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, small world.
So he was responsible for all the continent of Africa back in the 40s and I think the 50s, right in that range. And he had, of course, working in the airline and into Africa, he had many people sourcing original artifacts. We're not talking about stuff for tourists. I mean, original, like doors on a chief's hut, and shackles and masks and figurines and all sorts of items. Well, his dad passed away. Of course, his dad, working at the airline, could ship it back to California.
Sure.
And when he passed away, my friend told me, he said, I'm going to make sure that there's a number of these that are in your collection. He had this sense of urgency, and my friend Pat passed away about 3 months ago, and he had this urgency to get these items to me, and he wasn't even sick, just had a massive heart attack, and he was gone. And so I feel very honored, and am holding those items very carefully, and we have some of them pictured in the textbook in honor of him and his family.
Wow, that's very nice. I have to say, just when I look at this amazing book, Black History 365, and you mentioned 1,248 pages, I have to wonder about the schools. Like, how have the folks received this book, the textbook? Dr. Milton, let's ask you that. How has it been received by the teachers and the students, for that much?
They have received the book extremely well. Many of them are not only saying that this is for 9th through 12th grade students, many of them are saying this engages all ages. This should be a book that's in every household across this country, in particular, and in general across the world, because it had so many features. It really does. Also, Morehouse College down in Atlanta is going to be one of the first colleges launching the textbook in January. We are also in a conversation with Hampton University in Virginia that's going to do that. And then we have had a number of people who have purchased personal copies of the textbook. So we believe that it has this book throughout the pages. It's a healing mechanism. I just want to quickly go back, if you can indulge me for a quick second.
Sure.
to talk about these images. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with Joel, but it was an extremely tedious task to find the images. And he, like he said, he would go through 200 images just to get to that 201 to say, hey, this is it here. I mean, it wasn't anything that was easily done. I mean, it was arduous and it was daunting. And in some cases, I saw and felt the pain that he went through just to make sure that it was beyond excellent. Because the images not only tell a story, the images bring the words alive of that book.
Wow. I'm blown away. I love as you, you know, respond to this, and you're just painting an amazing picture of Black History 365. Now, how do folks find this book, Dr. Milton? How do folks get their hands on a personal copy or an edition for, you know, like you said, it should be in every household?
Absolutely. Well, we're asking the world to go to bh365.org. That's bh365.org. And one of the major features that we have in the book, besides the many QR codes, because we wanted to have a strong integration of technology, we've also embedded music in the book from award-winning Grammy producer by the name of Dr. Kevin Cates, affectionately known as K.O. And K.O. has developed 40 songs. He's a producer for Jay-Z, T.I., Rick Ross, Drake, Snoop Dogg, and a host of others. So we have an expert who has put together amazing songs, and he got the words from the text. And they are just powerful. I mean, they will bring tears to
your eyes. Is this kind of like a soundtrack for the book?
Yes, yes, you can definitely say that. And as Joel said, we have a Hamilton in the making.
I see.
Yeah,
wow.
I call it an anthology of Black history, because basically we've done is, you know, he's doing a song for each chapter, lifting lyrics from the text itself and the concepts surrounding the text. And so you start in ancient Africa and bring it all the way up to George Floyd, you know, some of the things that are happening in our culture today. It's like ripping pages out of the headlines, the way we've done it. And then we have an e-book version that is available, and so that will allow us to even add more items, you know, as things happen in our culture, so that we can continue to keep it updated in the e-book version.
And that's important, right, always to make sure that, you know, I keep going back to, I forget whose book it was, but I like that word living, like it, living history. It just keeps on going, and I love that. I have to tell you, this is just amazing. We're talking with the authors of this amazing book, the folks behind Black History 365, this amazing, incredible book. We're talking with Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. So we're real excited to have them with us today. 1,248 pages. This is a huge book, but it is packed with so much information and knowledge that we need. And I can't say it enough. I really can't. I think this is a game changer out there. Dr. Freeman, why was this so necessary, though? Well, you know, there are tons of books. Folks will say, you know, I saw the books that were out there when I was in school, and those history books seem just fine. What do you say to folks who say something like that, Dr. Freeman?
Well, every time there is a racially charged incident in America, there are some very smart people, passionate people who get on TV. You know, we affectionately call them talking heads.
Right.
And you can almost, if you're running a betting game, you could bet that someone's going to say, in so many words, we need to have a national conversation around the topic of race relations in America. And one gets the sense that 3 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, perhaps that same person will be saying the same thing. And, you know, people protest in different ways. We have comedians who use comedy expertly to protest. Some write books. Some will write poetry. We remember the protest songs of the 60s and the protesting in rap music and hip-hop music. And some protest by demonstrating, marching. The way Walter and I protest is by putting in the 2.5 years, 12, 16-hour days to come up with a solution to the education gap in America. Our protest is we look at it in terms of a solutionist approach so that we can start these conversations. So we have something in the textbook that is proprietary to BH365, is we have something called the Elephant Experience. Now, the Elephant Experience, and we could spend a whole show just talking about the Elephant Experience, but it's the whole idea of, okay, we have these topics that people don't like talking about. It's uncomfortable. And topics that cause some people to talk at or past each other. Some people block each other on Facebook or other types of social media. And so what Walter and I wanted to do is to come up with a process. Cause why an elephant? You know, connection with Africa. Hey, there's an elephant in the room. Probably your favorite joke in second grade was, how do you eat an elephant? One spoonful at a time, one bite at a time. So there has to be a process, a schema, a methodology for dealing with the elephant. And then, of course, the hippocampus of an elephant is extremely large, and their EQ matches and rivals that of chimpanzees and some species of dolphins. So it has to be something that's sticky, something that is that engages, not just momentarily, but for the long term. So that's what we did. So topics such as 3/5 of a human being, Uncle Tom, the N-word, reparations, are we in a post-racial society after having a black president for 2 terms? Can a white person ever truly understand the black experience in America? Scientific racism, lynching, and should we tear the statues down? Things like that, topics like that, that we have a certain process that is a healing process, not a divisive process, where students can where we have professional development trainers that train the teachers in setting the environment so the students can create an environment that allows for these topics to be dealt with in a way that is beneficial. And where there's a binary choice, we have QR codes that provide the pro and the con, you know, the for and against views. And so it invites people outside of their confirmation bias bubbles and gets them into a realm where they begin to see the other side and or at least hear the other side. And then using the Socratic method, the students engage around it and come up with individual or perhaps even collective understanding about something. So to get back to your original question, the need for something like this, and the response we're getting from principals, from educators, from superintendents, from people who have, historians. I was talking with a historian the other day, and he was saying he's up to page 500 already in the textbook.
Wow.
And he was saying that he was just delighted. He said, oh, my goodness. He's checking out the QR codes. He's engaging with it. And he just said, I just cannot believe a resource like this is finally available. This is what I've been talking about all my life, and a resource like this.
Absolutely.
So, when it comes to the distinctives, we believe that we have something that is very uniquely crafted. It's designed for healing. It's truth-centric. It has the music attached to it. It has QR codes, so it's engaging with technology. We start in ancient Africa, so we're not reinforcing implicitly or explicitly the notion that black history started slavery. So we bring all these elements together that we've discussed, and we brought it into one textbook. Now, you know, we're also planning to create a K through 8, so K2, 3, 5, 6, 8 grade bands. Those are coming. And we're using the 9 through 12 textbook, which, by the way, engages all ages. We're using that backbone information to then be contextualized in the 6 through 8, 3 through 5, and K through 2 programs. So now, getting back to what I was, how I started this response, now we're starting to get people, to kids, to start talking about the tough topics in a contextualized manner from kindergarten on. And hopefully we'll be able to measure results with the students, the teachers, and perhaps even the parents. And, you know, 3 years from now, 5 years, 12 years from now, to see what kind of impact this can have on our society that is so polarized politically, and to really get people to engage using, coming through the lens and the gateway of history, which an inclusive account of a history, so that we can somehow see healing happen in our country.
I totally agree. I was thinking as you were just explaining that, I'm thinking to myself as well, you know, that's the thing. We are all, you know, when we look back at how when we were in school and taught history, and it really does, I hate to say, but it really, that's kind of where you, what you get is, you know, you know, for Black history, anything that's relating to Black culture is usually starting with slavery. And so I so appreciate what you have just described in Black History 365. I so appreciate it because just to be able to connect back to Africa and just see a place in, you know, how, you know, folks of Black descent just African descent, rather, just figure into everything. So it's amazing to me, and I have I'm kind of blown away just to talk to you about it. So I'm excited for folks to get their hands on Black History 365. It is important. It's an important book. So so what else is there out there? You and Dr. Milton, as you mentioned, there is music involved in all of this as well. Can I get my hands on some of this so I can play some of those songs on the Hair Radio Morning Show? We'd love to get some of those music files over here.
Well, it's awesome. It's probably, the music is so good, and I can't wait till you hear it. And I think that maybe Joe and I could send you a demo copy for your
Absolutely.
Ears only.
Okay.
Because it's going through the process of being produced and recorded, and so we're going through all the legal aspects of that. But in the meantime, we can give you something that you could look forward to coming out. And I think that we would love to have you once we get the green light to play it on your show, because it's going to be a Grammy award producing. Set of music, and I give all the accolades to God first, but I give them to K.O., who was used by God to do this, to do this work. I mean, the music is incredible, and as the kids say, it is highly dope. So,
awesome.
I think that, yeah, you're going to love it. You really are, and, you know, Joel and I are just so honored that you allowed us to be here today to share this, one of the most passionate things in our lives, you know, Black history. And Joel talked about us being utilized as a vessel. You know, we had many moments that we worked throughout the day, and we'll talk, you know, how do we get here? How do we do this? Where did this come from? And we just know that this was all divinely inspired. It really was.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, I'm going to just... before we close out on this part today, I definitely want to just make sure everybody is aware of, again, how to get their hands on Black History 365, your website. Please give us that again. You know, Dr. Freeman, Dr. Milton, please tell everybody how to get their hands on this amazing book.
Yes, BH365.org. BH365.org.
Okay. And that is just awesome. And we're real happy about that. Yes, indeed. And also, just to let everybody know that you guys, this is not the end of Black History 365 on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so happy and honored that you guys are here. You know, we're announcing right now just an interview arc where we're going to have a few shows at this time, and then we're going to roll out something long-term that kind of can, you know, take parts of this amazing book. We're going to say Black History 365 is the name, and we're going to cover it a little bit more in depth. We wanted to just kind of do a quick introduction, if you will, and talk about some of the things that are inside of this amazing book. And I've got to tell you, we're going to be able to get into some of, before I let you guys go today, we're going to tease this because I want to get your opinion of things that are happening today and how you can tie them to Black History 365, Black History 365, and I know that you can. And we're going to have that a little later for you guys, or we'll put it on our website as well. So that's just a nice little tidbit that we'll get into a little later. But first, again, I want to thank you. Before we go, Dr. Freeman, why don't we start with you? Is there any last thoughts or anything you want to kind of close out this portion today of our interview? Anything you want to leave us with? Like those amazing sayings that you used to have. You used to give us all these wonderful sayings that I always love. Yeah, anything that you want to tell us today?
Well, I think that the main thing I wanted to, that comes to my mind right now is that this textbook is transcendent. You know, as we say in the subtitle, an inclusive account of American history.
Inclusive.
And so the whole idea of the term inclusive, I want everyone who's listening to realize that this is an opportunity to engage all ethnicities and ages, you know, in terms of young and older generations, different backgrounds. Some are come from more urban areas and some come from more rural areas, socioeconomic aspects. We've tried to include everything. Plus, when it comes to STEAM or STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and I like to put in arts and then M for mathematics, we've provided different
STEAM
aspects. Sorry?
No, I was saying yours is STEAM, not just STEM.
Yeah.
STEAM, like that.
That's right, STEAM. There's STEM and STEAM, and I prefer STEAM. But it's so if people are looking for this to engage on all aspects, you know, we have some very interesting topics. I was talking with someone just recently, and she was saying that she says, "Well, I'm an educator," and she said, "My response to this once I started looking at it is I don't really know that much," and we don't want that to be the takeaway. But we want it to be the incentive that when people approach this topic, you know, and we talk about the Great Migration to the North and then to the West, you know, that in all the different topics, the Harlem Renaissance, and we even have a whole section in there, Carrie, that I think you'll love, is what about taking back the hair care and beauty industry?
Well, that's coming up in our next segment.
We have a whole section on that.
I spring
that
on you a little later. Yeah.
So that's on my mind. That's all. It's the inclusive nature of the textbook. Walter?
365.
Well,
yes,
I just wanted to say we didn't have an opportunity to talk about our advisory board, but hopefully we can do that next time we come back on. We have incredible people like Kathy Hughes, Benjamin Crump.
All my favorite folks. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Agabriar Bryson, the grandson of, I mean, great-nephew of Annie Malone.
Yeah.
You'll know
yeah.
Annie Malone. Joel has done a lot of extensive work regarding her and a host of other wonderful people. But I want to leave with celebrating you, Carrie, because I know that you bring so many people, you give so many accolades, you know, through your work. But I want to give you an accolade. You know, just my short time of knowing you and hearing you and hearing about you and researching you as well, you are truly a merchant of hope. You carry hope in the, for so many people's lives. You know, and I can hear that hope in your voice, your heart, your soul, and your spirit. And I just want to wish you the best always.
That's very kind. Thank you very much. It means a lot. I appreciate that. And I have to tell you, when I hear those names and, you know, Kathy Hughes, she's been my, you know, starting out in radio and being one of my favorite folks in radio. And back when I didn't see many folks who are African-American doing that and just being such a big forerunner out there, I'm just blown away. And Benjamin Crump has been on my show. He's been on our broadcast just like you guys. And so I had a chance to chat with him, of course, and even Akbar, I think the gentleman, I've chatted with him as well. So, and Annie Malone, all of this comes full circle. So I just have to say I'm blown away. And again, I want to thank you guys personally. This book is important, Black History 365. The website is bh365.org. You need to get a copy of this book. And we're going to make sure that you do that. And if you need to be put in touch, and I got to say this last thing, Dr. Freeman, I have to say, I had told everybody, I'd put it out on Facebook that you were coming back to the show, and I posted all this about Black History 365, the book and the picture and all of that. And my brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, who the listeners out there know, he's been with us many times. He's a trained economist and all of this. He's deep in history and studying all of this. And he rarely, you know, pipes up to ask me about anything. You know, he sees my radio show, you know, guests from time to time. This was the only time he said, you must introduce me to Dr. Freeman. He didn't know about you at that time, Dr. Milton.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
And I said, I kid you not, he said to make sure. So I said, well, when I speak with you, I'm going to get your permission, but I'm going to introduce him to you guys because I think that he's, Dr. Leroy Hines, he's been out there, and as I said, the listeners know, he always comes on and gives us all kind of, you know, in terms of current affairs and all that wonderful good stuff. But I have to say, I think he's definitely, you guys, you're definitely going to have a great time. That's all I can say. That's amazing work. So thank you so much. And you guys out there are going to have to stay tuned for the next part of this episodal arc with these amazing guys. Again, it's my pleasure to thank Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton Jr. for being part of this broadcast today. Again, the book is Black History 365. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Thursday morning. It's July 15th of 2021. It's our broadcast show number 585. 585. Now, I want to bring to the line this amazing young lady. She is actually, it's her second day on the job. Right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She's my new co-host and our new co-star. It is the, we're going to call her the irrepressible Tara. Tara in the morning. Welcome back. Good morning, Tara. Welcome.
Hi, Carrie. How are you doing this morning? Hey, everyone. It is so glad to be back here for day number two. We had so much fun yesterday. And I'm so excited for what we have in store on today. Yes, I came back.
I won that bet. I did. I bet on you. I said, I think Tara's going to come back today. We are so excited to welcome you. It is just extraordinary. Now, we always come in. We do a whole bunch of live stuff. You join us mid-show, which is absolutely awesome. Just folks who've been tuned in since and listening since the beginning of today's broadcast, we air 6 o'clock in the morning, as you guys know, Eastern Time, 5 o'clock in the morning Central. And we got on our first, interview session with the amazing Tara. And this is really ironic because it was before your actual debut on the program, so this is really great. Great listening material. So I'm real happy about that. So we'll get it on again in the third hour. So between like 8:30 and 9 this morning Eastern Time, we'll re-air that because for the folks who heard, it's a great piece. I had a chance to get some distance from it. I'm listening. I'm like, oh my, this is actually very nice. We talk about Villa Nuoro, Madam Walker's residence. In New York, and so I loved it on your trip there and on so much more, so we want you to stay tuned for that. Also, in the third hour, in our 8 to 9 o'clock hour this morning, we're bringing back the irrepressible Dr. Bernique James. Now, she's an naturopathic doctor, trichologist. Mm-hmm. She is extraordinary, and she's been with us for many years. She's mentioned in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, so she returns to the broadcast today. Yeah, so I'm real happy about that. That comes up in the last hour. And we've got a lot to get into this morning and some surprises and things to talk about. But first, I want to kind of, you know, again, welcome you to the morning broadcast. And Tara, I want to find out a little bit more. So what happened once yesterday? Walk us through what happened when you got off the air and what was the experience like? Tell all the fans.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I had to take a deep breath because I could not believe that that just happened. It was one of the most incredible experiences of my life. Oh, my gosh. I was just blown away. Time really went through fast. I could not believe that we really did 2 hours. It seemed like we were only on the air for 5 minutes.
No, you did 2 hours.
So much fun.
We're here. We remember we're on 3 hours.
Yeah. It seemed like it was only 5 minutes. So, you know, once I got off the air, I just took a deep breath and kind of like just soaked it all in and just looked at that whole experience and could not believe that we actually did this. It has been one of the most
extraordinary. Let me just tell everybody to make sure everybody's clear.
Yeah.
We're on from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 to 8 Central. Mm-hmm. Tara joins us mid-show, so that's why for her it seems like 2 hours, where we're here 3.
So for the live talk is mid-show. So you guys make sure to listen to the whole broadcast or tune in mid-show and catch the live talk. But, yeah, that's why you say 2 hours. So, yeah, but we're here, remember, 6 to 9 in the morning Eastern time. Yeah, so that's good. So the time went by kind of fast for you.
It did. It did. I was on cloud 9 all day long. Oh, my gosh. I could not wait to get back here this morning. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so informative, so much information, and, you know, the greatest guest. It has just been one of the best experiences for me.
Well, listen, let me also tell you, this is very good advice. Always listen back to these recorded broadcasts of your appearances. That is a very important thing to do. I myself, Carrie Hines, after 25 years in 26 on radio, I listen back to all the broadcasts always. And that is how I can hear what I actually sounded like. And it really works really well. Yeah, good advice. And not only that, but the fans always tell us, you said this, you did that, and so we love you guys. So we listen.
They are
but
our best critiquers, aren't they?
They are the critiquers of the world, and we were kind of talking, and that's kind of one of the reasons I get up so early in preparation for the broadcast and work late into the evening to make sure that we're all set with the things that we're going to present. We work hard to, you know, to give it an impromptu feeling and experience for folks, but we want that and we want it to be memorable. So we do have to work at it, and we don't want to make it seem like there's no work involved. Absolutely, there's work involved in anything that you want to do well. So,
you're
real excited about it.
And the results will show.
You have to put the work in.
Yeah.
And the results show. Like I always tell, I had one of my customers and she always mocked me because I always told her, I said, you know, focus on the work. She's always talking about money, making money. I get, oh, my goodness. You have to hear some individuals, that's all that they are consumed with every minute of every hour. That's all they're talking about. So she's one of those individuals. And so I remember I always told her years ago, I told her, because I've always said this, focus on doing the work. And I know that there's that old adage where they say the money will follow and all this if you pursue your passion and all that. That's true. But I believe that if you take your time and focus on doing the hard work, the labor part of it, everything will come forth. I always hate to see folks who have it the other way around. It seems kind of twisted to me. I never focus. You rarely will, if ever, hear me say, oh, my God, I'm making fortune. We're making all this. And I don't talk like that.
Right.
That's not how I talk. I do the work. I do the work.
Yeah, you have
to
put that
work
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what comes forth, what comes out of that, the fruits come out of that, whether it is financial, or if it is just some other, whatever it is, but the fruits come from the labor.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times it's not monetary. Yeah, a lot of times it's
absolutely
not monetary.
And it should never be
a lot
the
of times
focus.
It's opportunity. Yeah, you know, you'd be surprised, you know, if you just work your dream, work your passion, it's not always monetary gain that you'll get. You know, a lot of times it's opportunities and doors that you never expected and, you know, you know, preparing you for your next level. So all you have to do is just work it. That's it. You know, put in the elbow grease, you know, work your 9 to 5, 9 to 11, 9 to 1, like some of us, and just work and don't look for what's going to come out. What's for you is for you. You put in the work and you, if you sow.
But why, Tara, are folks so consumed? It's like we're missing a link to understand that you got to work. Why is that part? Or is it that we just don't like to work? Have we turned into a lazy society? Like, I mean, I hear this so often.
Yeah. For some people, Carrie, yeah. For some people, the ultimate goal, the ultimate gain is money. You know, like money just answers everything. Even though that scripture, money does answer all things, but that can't be your sole focus. It can't. You have to have a bigger purpose than paying bills.
Yes, exactly. And I just, I don't know. I guess maybe I feel like I was dropped from the sky sometimes because I totally don't. I have a totally different perspective than most when it comes to that kind of thing.
That's not the stock we're from. You know, we're old school. You know, our generation, we understood what it was to work, and that was instilled in us as children. I remember my mom, you know, when we were young, we had to get up and scrub the steps, those marble steps, you know, in the summertime, you know, at 9 and 10, mop kitchen floors, clean bathrooms at 7. So work, hard work was instilled in us as children. You know, as children, you know, now we have children, even my children, they're a little older now, but, you know, when they were younger, you know, they sat there and watched cartoons as I'm coming down the steps, can I have a dollar? And, you know, I just give it to them. Did they work for it? Really? No, they just sit on the couch.
You know, well, you're not, you weren't Joe Jackson, you know, putting all the kids to work like that. Now, right. Joe took it to an all new level, you know, he really did.
A whole nother level.
He took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, he made sure those kids worked. They all had jobs, you know.
And that's
every
why
one
they
of
so
them.
Successful because they capitalized
on you
what
got
was
that
in
right.
them, and they became perfectionists
right.
because they knew I have to work this, I have to get it right, I have to stay in this, and that's why they were as successful as they were because of what their parents did, good or bad. They
exactly.
Worked.
Well, speaking
right
of parents, I think this is an appropriate moment to do just this. Speaking of being hardworking and all that wonderful good stuff, I must shout out to my dad, who was the Leroy Hines Sr., if you will, because I have my brother who I posted a karate video yesterday on Facebook, but he has been on our show. I think it just mentioned him on one of the pieces. Dr. Leroy Hines is my brother who joins us. He's an economist, a trained economist. And so many other things out there. Oh, yeah. Well, he comes on to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Fans will recognize his voice and gives us a whole bunch of education. He sometimes joined the former mayor from Irvington, and they've been on our broadcast. But today is my dad's birthday, so I just wanted to wish him a heavenly birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, to Leroy Hines Sr. Speaking of hard work, he was a very hard laborer, kind of man who always kept a job, and you know, so that was instilled. And I'll tell you something, I think I totally agree with what you said. Our parents, we, you know, to me, you don't really get your work ethic from someone teaching you so much as you get it
right
almost through osmosis, just seeing them every day. Like my parents, I saw my mom and my dad, they always went to work. That's what they did. They got up and they went to work every day. My mom was a nurse.
Yeah.
So she was an LPN. So this is all that I remember. And her leaving out, like, it would still be nighttime outside and going to work at the hospital and stuff. So I remember those days. I do. I remember a lot of that. And I said, wow. So that's where I think I developed my work ethic. And the same for my siblings. We all are very diligent about working. And the biggest test of everything when it comes to this, I have to tell you, Tara, I think is that when you work for yourself, you have to be not conditioned. What is that word where you are? You're always on top of what you're doing. You're not focused. I guess focused. You know, for lack of a better way to say it. But yeah,
discipline?
You have to
is that
be
what you're
dedicated.
Looking for?
What is the word?
Yeah. Is it discipline?
Yeah. Discipline, that's it. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Tara is like my
that's
brain
my motto
now,
right
everybody.
There.
She
that's
is on
motto.
Top of it.
That is my motto. That's my motto right there. Yeah, yeah. You have to be. Even when you don't feel like it, Carrie, you have to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I tell you,
love for what I do does not always motivate me. Discipline does. Because sometimes
exactly.
I come in here, you know, I'm a full-time entrepreneur. I just opened up a warehouse, you know, and sometimes I come in here and God knows I do not feel like it. But discipline is what gets me up 7:30 every morning and gets me in
exactly.
here, and I go to my regular routine, and I'm here till maybe 1, 2 a.m., tired, worn out. I mean, but it's so worth it because I see what I've accomplished and getting ready for the next day, and everything just flows because of the hours that I put in previously. And that's discipline. That's the secret
wow.
right there. You have to be disciplined. That is my motto. Seriously.
Absolutely. And maybe you have to develop discipline. I will probably say
you
that.
Do. You
some
do.
Of us are more disciplined than others, but a lot of that
yes.
has to do with how we were raised and have other little things
yes.
feed into that. And maybe also something that I think you touched on a little earlier, and that's age. Perhaps as you get older, you're able to look at it through a different lens and scope and develop a little
yeah.
bit more of that ability
yeah.
to be disciplined, because it does take, it takes that, like you said, rising every day and
mm-hmm.
getting, you know, you have the passion. To me, the passion is what starts it. The discipline
but
is what finishes
enough.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Passion is not enough, because I can sit home and watch Maury and be passionate.
Exactly. That's what the passion can
enough.
Start it, but the discipline
yeah.
finishes it. And that is very,
that,
very,
Harry.
Very important. Well, thank
yeah,
you.
I
created that
mm-hmm.
that saying myself. I'm going to put that out on Facebook. Well,
yeah.
I do. I'm, in fact, yes,
they
well, I've got
to
tell the listeners, remember this. You guys know that we used to always do the Let Your Spirit Soar segment, and we would give our little quotes of the day. Each day we'd give a quote, and a lot of the fans
oh,
of the show
so cool.
sent in. Yeah, so we're going to go back and reignite that and bring that back
yeah.
to fruition, because it was so wonderful. We'd go over,
mm-hmm.
we'd do the Let Your Spirit Soar segment each morning. And
mm-hmm.
and I have one that I'm going to start with today. We'll make today our very first Let Your Spirit Soar segment. We'll do this each live show. And
okay.
the one, you know, the quote that I really live by, my mantra, my personal mantra, my personal saying, my motivational words that I live by
mm-hmm.
each day goes like this. And the fans know this because I always post this. Every so often onto social media. Okay, are you ready for it? I wish I had
I'm ready.
Control.
Drum roll. I'm holding my breath.
All right. It goes like this. What was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today.
Oh, that right there. That's deep.
Does that not drop
repeat
the
that
mic?
One more time. Oh, my gosh. Repeat that one more time. I
absolutely.
Love it.
What was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today. And
wow.
That's I love that because it speaks to those who procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks to those who think that their time has passed.
Yes.
It speaks to all of that because, and it's really, it's true in every letter and utterance in each word,
yes.
because if it really was possible for it to happen yesterday, you can still make it happen today.
Yes.
So
yes.
if
it's
you desire to.
Yeah. No matter what it is, it's never too late. It's never too late
it's
to start the
late.
Business. It's never too late to write the book. It's never too late to change careers. It's never too late. I love it.
Well, you know what?
Never
I love that you said that because there are many folks out here in the world of business who created
mm-hmm.
their businesses in the mid, you know, in like their 50s. They literally created businesses in
yeah.
their 50s, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, because, and I always want to tell folks, society may tell you, society norms, they may tell you that you're too old, you're to this, you're to that. You're never quite right. All these external messages. And it wouldn't be so bad, but the external messages are usually because they're trying to sell you something. So that's why you cannot, you have to always understand, I always share this with fans, you can never be right or enough, because if you are, you won't buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be almost literally imperfect if you listen to the media and their messages and so forth, so that you will make the changes and purchase whatever it is that they're hawking. So we have to always be a little bit more discerning. We have to be wiser. And we have to really look carefully. Like I always say, it's not the, to me, it's never quite the message as so much as it's the messenger. I look to see who's delivering it. What horse do they have in the race? And that's
how I kind of
look at all of that. So I like that Let Your Spirit Soar segment. So we started off today with it. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what?
Yeah, I love it.
I do it every
Monday on my social media page. I love it.
Well, listen, I cannot wait. We're going to usher this in. You guys can hashtag it at Let Your Spirit Soar, and we will get them on through Facebook, through social media. You can hit us at Twitter at Hair Radio, which is HAI Radio, at Hair Radio, and we'll get the tweets. So that will be nice, or just post it onto social media. Whatever you got to do, get us these Let Your Spirit Soar quotes. Any of your favorite quotes,
and share inspirational things, right?
Like them. So they're always something that's good. Listen, I do want to talk about Dr. Praneet Jain. She's coming up in about a little more than 10 minutes here. We're so excited. First of all, Dr. Praneet Jain has been with us for a long, long time. And she's always supported us. She came all the way to New York. She's out of the Virginia area, and she came all the way to New York to one of my shows, too. Actually, it was the first Road to Healthy Hair that we did way back in, like, the 2013 or something. And,
wow.
Well, yes. Well, I mean, my events have always been branded. It's a Hair Nation Expo event.
Mm-hmm.
That's under hairnationexpo.biz, of course. But, yeah, the Road to Healthy Hair. So this one is the second. We took some time, and we've brought it back again as the Road to number two, Healthy Hair. So it is our second installment in this series. But I've done many live shows. So we're really excited about that, and we're going to be rolling out this upcoming one in October. We just want to make sure folks were aware. So if you hear any of these pre-pieces that say the show is in August of 2021, please make sure to understand that our next live hair event will happen in October of 2021.
Yes.
The actual dates are the 23rd, 24th, 25th, right?
Yes.
Three big days.
Please make note of that change.
It is the only Afrocentric or Afro focused hair live hair event that's three days in the Northeast. They've got other shows, many other shows, and we love them all in the Northeast. But this one is 3 days, and we're real happy. And I've been the only for several years here, so I'm real excited about that. And we're going to keep things rolling. So we're doing all right.
Yeah, we're super pumped.
So what?
Yeah, right?
So I have to say, you know, Tara, we're coming up on our 600th broadcast show. Today's 585. So in 15 shows, it'll be show number 600. And we're real excited. So, it's a lot of conversation.
I applaud you.
You're very kind. You're very, very kind. I thank you so much. Well, listen, I just want to take some time to kind of, you know, air some of the clips. I've had a lot of folks on. We've had a whole lot of conversations, as you just pointed out so eloquently. And I've had a lot of folks on the show, and I got to thinking, you know, it's coming up on the 600th show, and I said, wow, we've had some amazing guests who really have made an influence. And so I think I've dug up a few clips that we can kind of replay, and we can talk about them.
I'm pretty
sure that'd be nice.
Would too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have one that I really well, I'll tell you what, let me see if I can get this one on. It's Mr. Shelley Garrett. He's the one who started the beauty shop place. They used to tour many years ago all over the country, and several movies have been made. Queen Latifah starred in the beauty shop movie. Vivica Fox, I believe, and like so many others.
Yep, great movie.
Actors. Well, they were based on his play called Beauty Shop.
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, he toured for 30 years. Well, here, I'll play a clip. It's only a couple minutes. Take a listen. We'll talk about it.
Yes.
I'll keep the mic on.
I have to hear
here.
This.
Sure.
No, Shelley, I have to say, to me, and this is, from the fan side, looking, it seems to me that there would not be possibly a Tyler Perry if there hadn't been, if there wasn't a Shelley Garrett. So is that just the way I'm looking at it? Or, I've heard other folks say that, so I don't think I'm alone in that. But tell me what your thoughts are. I know that that you have inspired him as well, I'm sure.
Well, Tyler is from New Orleans. He was living in New Orleans. When the show came to New Orleans at the Singer Theater on Canal Street, he came and saw the show three times. Now, that was before he was, quote-unquote, Tyler Perry. He was not a playwright at the time. And
he certainly wasn't Madea.
Don't know. None of that. And the theater manager, her name is Gail, told me that the same guy is coming to watch the show. And she said that was the third time. He sat all the way in the back, and he had a clipboard and a pen with him.
Oh, that was it.
She asked him what was he doing. She didn't know what he was doing. And he says, I'm taking notes because this is what I want to do in life. And I will tell you right now, he has done it. He's done it well, and I'm extremely proud of him.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and you have.
So that was the late Shelley Garrett. He was the playwright and creator of the Beauty Shop plays. And again, touring all over the country, I remember looking at the commercials on TV, Tara, when I was a little kid, Beauty Shop plays. So it was 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, they celebrated this. Somehow I got connected with Shelley's folks, and they hired me to write a magazine article to celebrate his 30th anniversary of the tour of the Beauty Shop
Plays. Oh, how amazing is that?
Yeah, so that was really quite amazing. So I had a chance to interview Shelley Garrett not shortly before he passed away. And he just was, his whole thing has always been very important and looming in my little world. So he helped, launch the career of all these folks, as he just mentioned, like Tyler Perry and Tommy Ford, who passed away from Martin. All the lady from the Steve Harvey Show and The Game. When I think it's Raquel. Wendy Raquel.
I can't remember her last name.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. But all these folks who have been out there. So Shelley was on our show. He was kind enough to do my radio show. And then after he passed away, his wonderful wife, Dara, so I did get pictures with him. Opportunity to get some pictures done with Shelley and his wife, Doris. And I just want to shout out Doris this morning because she's been with us. Very soft-spoken lady, very nice. And she's been very supportive of my career here at Hair Radio. And she's come on and done our show and paying tribute to her husband, the late Shelley Garrett.
That's fantastic.
So
yeah.
We've had a lot of memories on the broadcast.
What a trailblazer. Wow.
Oh,
I
so had much.
No idea.
Well,
isn't
one of the
something?
Others that, and then we'll kind of move along, one of the others that really just reminds me of how far we've come, when we started the broadcast on this particular version, the morning version in 2015, I think shortly thereafter, all of that Trey Martin saga began and he was killed and all that kind of stuff down there in Florida, I believe. His attorney came to light. I had never heard the name before that. And Benjamin Krupp took on the case.
I don't
and,
think many of
we,
us did, yeah.
Well, I had no idea. And Benjamin Krupp was working on several cases all around the country, I guess, and different things. And he was helping the family of Kendrick Johnson, who I think that was the young man's awful story where he was rolled into a mat and all this kind of stuff, a teenage kid in school. And they tried to say that he kind of like did, you know, killed himself or whatever the case was.
Yeah, and I remember
I just
that
remember
story.
That
yeah.
this wonderful Benjamin Krupp took time. Not only did he represent the Trayvon Martin family, and in current times, the George Floyd family, but I had a chance to talk with him as well. He came on our show, and at that time, he was, again, really trying to look at the, you know, talk about the story that he was working on, helping that family, Kendrick Johnson. So this told me, Carrie, your lane is in the Hair Radio Morning Show Talk. We had created a magazine show on weekends called Saturdays at 6, and Benjamin Krupp did the show. So here, take a listen, and it's a little. This is a little. You know, get you might have to get your Kleenex ready a little bit.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back. It's only a couple minutes. We'll be right back on the other side.
There is a federal investigation kind of going on. You know, and maybe we can ask the attorneys about that. Mr. Krupp, would you be kind enough to kind of weigh in on that? Where is this investigation and what's going on now?
Well, the U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Georgia announced that he would do a federal review into the tragic death of Kendrick Johnson, which was a victory. However, we were dealt a minor setback when the judge ruled just this week that the coroner's inquest that we were requesting to determine the manner and cause of death into Kendrick Johnson, that he was going to stay the proceeding until the federal prosecutor had finished his investigation. That was troubling, very troubling to us, Carrie, because we think the two are mutually exclusive of one another. And this family has been for 300 days now fighting, kicking, and pleading just to get the truth of what happened to their child. They have literally been on the street corner every day, 6 days a week.
That was the clip. And I have to say, Tara, that really was just a reminder of what happened in that case. It takes me right back
that
there.
That is heart-wrenching.
Yeah, it really is. And it was very tough. I interviewed the parents of Kendrick Johnson. Both, you know, his parents were on the show. And the famous Benjamin Krupp. And, you know, the career, we've been able to do a lot of these types of investigative stories as well. We've mixed in community. Is that we have an opportunity to share with our listeners a close-up seat in terms of what's happening. And so we've been able to give them a very good view right dead smack. We introduce them to the folks. So we're going to continue as these days play through, bring up some of the memories. But I wanted to get that on out there. Benjamin Krupp, we're in great contact. We support his his practice and everything that he's doing in the way of civil rights.
Yeah.
He comes to the defense and helps these families. So turning and shifting to shifting gears, we got to change our little strokes here. This morning, again, I want to just welcome everybody back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. If you are just tuning in, we're joined now by an amazing new co-host. Her name is Tara. And Tara, we're so excited to welcome you again. So it's your second day, literally,
yes,
on the broadcast.
My second day. Yes. I came back, y'all.
We see. We're in
my
shock.
Second day.
No.
I'm excited. Yes.
We are
day
happy
two.
To have you.
So much fun.
Yes.
So informative. Yes. I'm loving every second of it, Carrie. I really am. Yeah. This has been amazing.
Thank you. Well, we're happy to have you. Now, I'm going to get on a brand new interview with the one and only Dr. Praneet James. And we're going to let this roll. And I have to say, I am so thrilled. On the other side of this, we're going to chat. So stay with us, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. So we'll roll on into this amazing interview again, brand new, with Dr. Praneet James right after this commercial
break. Yeah,
she's
great.
Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's awesome. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Thank you so much for having me again. I feel like that this is just my second home, so I'm
Well, it is. It is. I just have to say, first of all, I want to definitely take a moment to acknowledge this. I mean, you have always been our biggest supporters. You really have here at the Hair Radio Show and throughout all of our endeavors. And I want to take a moment just to really kind of drive this on home. I remember you appeared in my, first of all, you appeared on the amazing Hair Radio Show as we were just kind of getting back on the ground with the all-new Hair Radio Show back when we came back and like the early, I guess that was the late 2000s, I guess it was. It's been a long time of the tens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You came right on in and have always been a great person. We still run some of those amazing pieces with so much. They're chock full of hair information. And we're going to get into some of that today. But I just want to thank you for that. Not to mention your appearance in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. You know, you helped that book to do so well. And I have to say, for those of you who haven't read it yet, it's still out there on Amazon. We'll soon be celebrating 10 years of this book's release. And I owe a whole bunch of that to Dr. Praneet James. So I just wanted to say thank you. And you've been doing some big stuff. And you know, how about when you came out to help us at the Road to Healthy Hair, the very first Road to Healthy Hair? And, in like 2013 or so. I mean, you've been out there a long time with us. And now we're back with the all-new Road to Healthy Hair that we'll talk about soon. So listen, all that to say thank you. But, Praneet, what goes through your mind when you hear that we're up to our 600th radio show very soon? What goes through your mind?
Oh, my goodness, a lot goes through my mind. And just to think that I've been able to contribute. And Carrie, I just want to thank you for the opportunity or giving me an opportunity to be such a part of an amazing history with the Hair Radio. You know, I thank you. And you've opened up the doors for so many in this industry.
You.
And just
thank
to be
you.
A part of it, so to say, hey, I was a part of it, I'm a part of it. I'm grateful for that. So that, yeah, well, that's pretty much runs through my mind, being grateful to be a
You are very much deserving. So thank you, and we are happy to be here to be doing our thing. 600 broadcasts of a three-hour show. That's amazing. Now, listen, speaking of amazing, let's turn the mic back over to Dr. James here. Listen, you have done quite a bit, and officially you are a trichologist. So I have got to tell the folks, and not just a trichologist, which is awesome and wonderful, we love that, but also a naturopathic doctor, correct? I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
Yes.
And so, yes, and these things, I want you to tell our audience, tell everybody, Dr. Pranit James, because maybe some may not understand exactly what a trichologist does versus a naturopathic doctor and all of that. Fill us all in here at the Hair Radio Show.
Absolutely. Well, a trichologist, Carrie, is someone who has studied the science of hair and the scalp. So I do work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. Now, I decided to take it a step further with my naturopathic background, taking that multi-therapy approach, because about 97% of the patients I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, contributes to the hair loss. So I like to look at the cost versus, you know, spinning the wheels of the, you know, the patient or the consumer. A lot of consumers do not realize that the hair is the barometer of your health. So a lot of times if you have issues stemming from the scalp or your hair just suddenly starts to fall out, it's something that needs to be redirected to the body system. So that's the approach I use. And by me using that approach, I have a very successful or a very phenomenal success rate.
I have to say this. When you say the hair is the barometer to the hair, I start, you know what went through my mind? I thought to myself, I said, well, hold it. What is gray hair the barometer? Is that the barometer that you get old here? Well, I couldn't help but think that. But listen, I understand. I'm making fun. But you know what? You've hit on such important points there, Dr. Pranit. I just have to say, and you're absolutely right. I have to talk about some of these, you know, when it comes to hair loss, we have to let folks know on some of those wonderful descriptive, what do they call, like, you know, for the one that, like, for abuse, when people are abusing their hair and they start to, their hair falls out and all of that thinning, you know, it starts to thin and so forth, and then they sometimes, let's go back. Let's start with the alopecia. Just give us a breakdown, a rundown, Dr. James, of some of these alopecias that are out there. There are too many to actually list, but, you know, but give us a few.
Yeah, there are quite a few. But I just wanted to, we'll kind of touch on the most typical types of alopecia that I see. Much on an everyday, you know, basis within my practice, one being alopecia areata, which is normally misdiagnosed. And that's important, too, being diagnosed properly. Because a lot of times patients that come into my office that have previously visited a dermatologist, and just to kind of point out, derma means skin and trich means hair. So a lot of times we're going to the dermatologist, and they're taking more so a synthetic approach, providing with cortisone injections and so forth, and just in general being misdiagnosed. So when we think of alopecia areata, alopecia in general is when your hair follicle starts to attack the immune system. It doesn't recognize when something is out of range within your body, your immune system doesn't recognize the hair follicle, so it starts to attack the hair follicles. So that's what causes the hair loss. So that's alopecia. Alopecia is hair loss. Now, when we get into alopecia areata, alopecia areata is a perfect mosaic circle that can appear anywhere on the head, okay? And normally when that happens is when someone has experienced traumatic or chronic stress. I find that to be very typical in a case where someone works for the government, or they work for high-stress jobs wherein this is just part of their norm every day, in and out, chronic stress. So a lot of times they'll, you know, come in the office and they have this perfect mosaic circle that appear in the back of their head, on the side, on the top. But the way that you identify alopecia areata is a perfect circle, okay? And if it goes untreated, it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all facial hair.
Yeah.
Hair on the head and the facial hair. If it goes untreated, then it can go into what is called alopecia universalis, wherein they lose all
everywhere.
Exactly. So that's a very common form. The second form that I'm seeing very typical within the African American community is traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is
that's the one I was trying to think of earlier. Yes, the traction alopecia.
Yes. So traction alopecia is when you've caused trauma to the hair follicle, tight braids, glue, overprocessing of chemical, you know, relaxers, et cetera. So if it's caught in its earlier stages, of course, it can be, you know, restored if you had about a 50%. Also, a lot of consumers do not realize that the hair loss actually happens in stages, just like any major disease, stages 1 through 4. So my patient and I conduct a microscopic analysis, so that tells me exactly what stage they're in, what, you know, whether or not the follicles are dormant, you know, if they have any activity, you know, et cetera. So that's the second form. And the last one I want to kind of discuss is, and, you know, of course, there's so many. We can go on and on, but for time's sake purposes, I would probably address androgenetic alopecia, where it's genetically inclined. And it can form in two different types of shapes or types. You have male pattern baldness or patterns. Male pattern baldness or female pattern baldness. Now, it's not uncommon that a male can have female pattern baldness, okay? That's when you maintain the hairline and the hair loss starts behind the hairline. Okay, and then, of course, you have male pattern baldness, kind of reminds you of George Jefferson, you know, type shape.
The donut.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how you identify the type of hair loss. Now, normally, if you know that hair loss, you know, occurs in your family, it is hereditary, you want to start to take those proactive steps to protect the hair follicle, to care for the hair, you know, et cetera. But those are the most commonly forms. Of course, we can get into scarring alopecia, which is normally misdiagnosed. But that can be caused by chemical damage, pressing combs, and a lot of toxins built up within the follicle. Yeah, so.
Well, I love it. I mean, I appreciate the information, so I do love that you're sharing this, because that is the thing in the community. We don't take the time. We just want what we want. We want the styles. We want this. We want that. And we don't take enough time with our hair until it's sometimes too late. But I appreciate you taking a moment to share. Dr. Pranit James is our guest today on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I've also got to say, Dr. James, I am so excited because we've launched our 24-hour network of hair and beauty talk. So if you're not listening live, you're listening back to our amazing playback on our 24-hour network. So that's over at HAIRadio.com, where we play hair and beauty talk around the clock. So I just want to say you're of the first to be with us again as we have relaunched this 24-hour network. So is that not just awesome?
That is amazing. I'm so
excited.
Thank you so much.
You've got it. Now, I have to turn to, in recent times, you've come back to the Hair Radio Show, our blog talk show, and we've talked about this a little bit from time to time, but I really want to delve into it. Now, a lot of folks are dealing, let me just kind of change over a little bit to beard care. Beards are big. Big business. Yeah, and I did not know that it was going to be this big when I set out to create my products. So I want to talk about your products now, Dr. Pranit James. Okay. So, yes, and I want to talk about all of this that you have discovered in the beard. I call it the beard business. So tell us what this is all about. And who is the Beard Huntress Phyllison. Dr. Pradeke Phyllison.
Yes, yes. Let me start off to say, Carrie, that a lot, especially within our industry, a lot of stylists are really sleeping on the beard industry. Right now, the beard industry is over a $23 billion industry and is expecting to rise at about 7.7% by 2025. So if you are not within the industry, if you are not engaging within beard care, you need to. So I want to start off, you know, just as for the business side of it, definitely is worth taking a look at.
Yeah.
From my perspective, me as the beard huntress, let me get into that. That actually started out as a really fun project for me because, you know, I'm normally serious and a serious
Yes.
So for me to look, that's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right? Looks like one. But what, you know, what I do. So I started out in the beard industry about 3 years ago. I branded myself as the Beard Huntress. My tagline has always been, why trust your beard to anyone else? And then when I came out with this really fun and trendy logo, it's like, oh, my God, what is Dr. Pranique James doing?
So
I had a fun project. But as I got into it, Carrie, I realized that, hey, the beard is hair, right? So
yes.
That's the approach that I took, even with formulating my beard care line. I took that scientific trichology approach. Now, I already
exactly.
had a brand that was recognized and it was trusted. You know, people knew me for growing the hair back. When they had a hair issue, they would come to me to help restore the hair. So the
exactly.
same thing, that's the approach I took, and even with me formulating my beard care line, I formulated my beard care line around the science of the hair. So that's why my, you know, my beard gentlemen, they're seeing such amazing results. You know, they want their beard to grow. You know, they want to fill in those areas that are not connecting. They have bald patches. The beard is dry. It's the same thing as the hair. So, again, I took that approach, and I formulated my, you know, beard care line to promote that fast beard growth. It, you know, repairs, it activates the hair follicle, it softens the conditions, and it's going to provide that gentleman with a healthy, shining luster. So throughout the duration of my career, I just kind of listened prior to formulating my own line. I kind of listened to the many challenges that the gentlemen were experiencing, and that's kind of how I formulated the line. And at the end of the day, when my customers, when these bearded gentlemen use my line, I can be confident that they're going to actually achieve the goals that they desire for their beard. And at the end of the day, the beard is always the hair, the bearded hair and the skin is always going to go back to its proper pH of 4.5 to 5.5. I look at everything as a trichologist in numbers. If it doesn't add up, it doesn't make sense. So that's how I look at it.
Well, very good. And what I'd like to add to that is that you don't have to have your own Dr. Pradeep James, but you know, as a scientist, as a person who is in, you are the official trichologist as far as I'm concerned, and you know the hair business. So we love it. And I love the products. You know, so I want to tell everybody, absolutely, let's talk about the products a little bit. Give the official name and describe some of the products that you have released in this line. We're not going to keep it a secret. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Absolutely not. My particular product line, and I'll get into what I'm releasing. I'm going to let it out the hat today.
Awesome.
My original beard care line, I launched 2 months ago. I did a pre-sale, and as soon as I put it out there, Carrie, it sold out completely. So I'm like, okay,
wow.
Oh, my God. So that was confirmation that I'm doing the right thing. But getting more into my beard care line, my original line consists of 6 products, okay? Of course, I have the beard wash. It's for all beard types. So that's going to cleanse and hydrate the beard, especially right now during the hotter months. It's very important that my bearded gentlemen shampoo their beard every day, especially if they're really active, they perspire a lot, they exercise, they work out, because the sweat from the minerals of the sweat deposits on the hair shaft or the beard shaft, and it makes that beard very dry and brittle. So it's very important to have a clean, clear foundation before coming in with any of the products. So that's going to take care of the itchiness, properly cleansed. So that's the first product, and that comes in an 8.8 ounce. A lot of the lines that I see on the market, they're pretty much offering maybe a 4 ounce or 6 ounce.
Exactly, yeah. So you're giving a lot. You're really
absolutely
giving a lot of product.
Exactly. And by my product line being highly concentrated, they don't have to use a whole lot. So my products will last them anywhere, depending upon the length and the density of the beard. It can last that gentleman anywhere between 3 to 12 months. So
that's amazing.
It's very cost effective as well.
Exactly.
So second product I've added to my line is also an 8.8 ounce beard conditioner. The beard conditioner, a lot of times when you look at a beard care line, they skip over the conditioner. Normally,
right,
they'll do like a balancing shampoo that has the conditioner built in.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that the gentlemen, guys, are, they don't like fussy, and I understand.
No, we don't like fussy.
Yeah, you don't like fussy. It's very simple. But even by taking the necessary steps to build the proper pH of the beard shaft, my regimen only takes 5 minutes if followed properly. So coming in with conditioner, I added a conditioner. Like I said, I designed it around the science of the hair. There's no way possible that you can bring that beard shaft to the proper pH level by using a balancing shampoo. Okay, so you want to come in and properly cleanse first. Once you take everything out, now we want to replenish. Okay, so my beard conditioner is going to come in and moisturize and condition that beard. And by the way, all of my products are 100% natural. They're derived from natural products. Okay, so you don't have to worry about any type of irritation and so forth. So that's going to add that slip
awesome
to that.
Yes.
Okay. So you let that sit in for a few minutes, rinse, okay, and now we're moving into the beard serum, okay? That's another product that's lacking out of a lot of the lines. And I'm not bashing lines. I just kind of stepped back to see what I needed to add to my line, listening to the challenges and seeing what was going on with my, you know, bearded kings and, you know, what they needed, okay? So the third product is a one ounce beard serum. And you're probably saying 1 ounce. That's not a lot.
Yeah, that sounds like a little drop.
However, again, keep in mind, you do not have to use a lot of my product.
Mm.
The length and the density of the beard, someone with a smaller beard, like a goatee, they only need to use
right
one pump, okay? And that's the beard serum. And they'll apply
mm
that. That's designed to detangle the beard. That's designed to come in and soften that beard. And especially a lot of the guys get really tangly and they're really
yes
forced.
Yes, that's what I suffer from, yes, yes.
Right, by the neckline, that
yeah
serum is going to help to loosen it up and elongate those hair, their
yes
hair shaft right underneath as well. So I designed that beard serum to do so. So a lot of the guys, they love the beard serum, okay, because it
wow
keeps the beard shiny and smooth, and that also.
Now, what about the smell of these products? What about the smell of these products, Dr. Brittany King?
I designed it around like a sandalwood type smell.
Mm.
So it's soft, it's manly, but it's not too much. What I'm finding, you know, you don't want to be
not too sweet.
It's not too sweet. It's very manly. It kind of reminds
yeah
me of Armani type.
Okay, all right.
soft, but it's not overpowering. So you have a lot
right
of that are signature fragrances. So getting in offering a lot of different fragrances and, you know, and so forth is just too much. So I decided to stick with my signature fragrance, which is very appealing. I've gotten nothing but raves about it. The guys love it, and it doesn't, you know, interrupt what they currently wear.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to that
yes
beard serum. I also designed my beard care line to cater to color treated beards and gray. Because a lot of times
mm
you have in mind, I'm seeing a lot of beard oils on the market that are different colors and they're doing all
right
these different. You have to keep in mind with gray beards, if you add colors, you know, or color oils and different things and try to add all these different fragrances, sometimes that can discolor the beard. So if it's white
exactly
and you add red oil, what you're going to have, a pink beard, right?
Exactly.
I kept that in mind as well. So when I formulated my product line, I designed it to, and I incorporated UVA and UVB protectants to protect the beard shaft from environmental damage and also to even out the porosity of the beard. So coming in with that serum is very important not to skip that step. So following the beard serum, we're going to come in with the beard oil, okay? And it is a beard growth oil, so it's also going to help to promote fast beard growth and keep that skin underneath properly nourished without clogging. The base of it is
that's important
oil.
Too. Yeah.
Yes, very, very important. Jojoba oil is, that's just one of, you know, my ingredients within. It's a universal oil.
Yes.
You know, you may think, you know, I'll use coconut oil and so forth. You have to be careful with coconut oil.
Uh-huh.
Because coconut, keep in mind, when coconut oil gets cold or the temperature.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Solid.
It's weird. You know,
it's yeah.
always staying airy. So that's another product. That's a 2 ounce.
It's like the coconut oil knows exactly when it's winter time. I don't know how it does, but it does.
Yes, yes. And if it's hardening, you got to think of what it's going to do to the beard shaft.
Exactly.
The follicle
exactly.
itself. That is a 2 ounce beard growth oil, and then of course I have the balm. I love the texture of it. Then, you know, working with beard care lines for, you know,
yes.
2 years, you know, a lot of the beard balms that I've worked with was kind of gritty.
Exactly.
I just find it to be very smooth. It melts. I say it melts in your hand and also your beard. So my guys love that. It gives it the proper hold without overpowering and being greasy and heavy. And it gives it that nice illumination.
Finish.
I love it. And then, of course, that's a 2 ounce. Again, you don't have to use a whole lot.
Wow.
And then my last product within my signature line is my aftershave. Very, very important. With the ingrown hairs, also they can use it as a shaving lotion to touch up their, you know, the edge of their beard. A lot of barbers that I see that I work with and kind of mentor, they're using the razor on dry skin, not
right.
realizing that's damaging the surface of the skin. So you do need something to help moisturize, add that moisturization and hydration back into the skin itself and repair the skin. And also it helps with the ingrown hairs, the bumps. And
the things we don't like. Yes.
Yes.
But it's important. Yes.
I designed my beard care line, you know, I think I really had a phenomenal solid foundation. That is my original line. And then I will be next month when I appear at the Bronner Brothers hair show, I'm going to be releasing my Beard Huntress exclusive line. And I'm really excited about that because that's going to consist of my beard growth spray. That's going to go a little bit more in detail and helping these guys really connect and target those, you know, hair follicles and get the beard to grow in a whole lot fuller and so forth, and to help to also nourish, you know, that skin underneath. So that's one product that I'm adding to the exclusive line. And then also I have a shaving gel. I'm sorry, I said a shaving gel, but aftershave within my original, but my exclusive is going to have a shaving gel, so I'm excited about that. And some other great initiatives. I have my bamboo wooden comb and brush collection that I'll be releasing.
I'm excited. Me
you know?
Too.
Yes, that wooden beard, wooden combs, and so forth is so
it's really good.
Growth and circulation and so forth. A lot of bearded gentlemen, they're using plastic and metal.
Exactly.
And simply, what that causes is diffuse breakage throughout the beard shaft. Or if you're using wooden combs and wooden accessories, that's going to help to glide. It actually absorbs the natural oils and sebum. So it's going to automatically glide throughout the beard shaft and nourish and condition the beard as you are, you know, combing.
Well, listen, I have to tell you, it is just phenomenal to have you to describe the benefits of these amazing products. And I just want to remind folks that we're going to have to figure out a way to get your products through Hair Radio. We want to be able to offer these amazing products through our beautiful website and all that wonderful stuff. We'll have to work out all those wonderful details, Dr. James. But I love it. I love it. I love it. We've got to do that because, you know what, you hit on a lot of wonderful things in the way that you describe your signature line, and I love it. So we're going to be looking out for all the things that you release. And so, but also through social media. So how do they find you through Facebook and all that wonderful good stuff, or any social media you want to share today?
Absolutely. They can find me at Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S, and that's on Instagram as well as Facebook. In addition, they can also locate me on my The Beard Huntress pages, Instagram, and Facebook as well. And, of course, they can always email me at drpreneekjames@gmail.com. And then, of course, I'm just one phone call away, 757-914-5393. I'm located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay. Well, Dr. Preneek James, I want to thank you again for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It gets no better than all that in having you here to talk about hair and beauty. And you will be at our upcoming show. I'm going to, you know, I make some big announcements very soon, and we'll have you to weigh in on all of that. And, of course, you've got to come back for our 600th special broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to be real excited to have you come back and to talk about all that wonderful good stuff. So thanks again. Anybody you want to shout out to this morning before we say goodbye?
Absolutely. I want to first give a shout out to you.
Okay. Aww.
Innovative Carrie Hines, thank you so much for
being
on the Hair Radio Show. I've seen it seems like again that this is my home, and then of course, colleagues, Mr. James Mack, he is a
James Mack, you know him,
Dallas. I love him. We'll be working together when we're going on tour, and then of course,
He's awesome. Say hello from us here at Hair Radio.
Definitely. And then I also want to give a shout-out to the beard detailer and celebrity master barber, Fahim Alexander. Phenomenal guy. I'm going to be
talking
to him. We have a lot of things cooking up, brewing.
It sounds like.
Stay tuned. Beard Huntress, God, it's just a really allowed me the opportunity to really work with some phenomenal colleagues within, you know, of course, the barber and beauty industry. So I'm grateful. So, again, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And shout out to all of your family and everybody. They're always so supportive. We love them. And my best wishes and all of that. Okay, Dr. Preneek James, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to continue to follow you now.
Thank you.
Okay, you got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to. Stay with us.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
This is Dr. Linda Amerson,
from Texas, the owner of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am giving a shout out to Carrie.
Chief of College of New Orleans, Louisiana. I just want to give a shout out to the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines and his new team this morning.
Yay! All right. So in the morning, what do you do each day?
I listen to the Hair Radio Show, baby.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening, yes, to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Thursday morning. It's July 15th of 2021. It's New York time. It's about 8:37 as we come up towards the end of today's broadcast. I just wanted to take a moment, though. I have an announcement. First, I'm going to bring back to the line. I got to get used to saying my new amazing co-host, the one and only Miss Tara. Tara, good morning again to you. Thanks
good
so much
morning,
for being
Carrie.
With us. Yes.
Absolutely.
Day two. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. Hey, wanted to just, I have a little bit of, what do they call it? A post note, a postscript note. With regards to Dr. Pranique James, I wanted to make sure that Dr. Pranique James sent me a message and said, please acknowledge these individuals. And so I wanted to definitely take a moment to acknowledge these folks who have helped to make her beard journey all that it has become, as you guys just heard in her remarkable interview right here on the broadcast. So we're going to do this together. This is your first job on the air, Tara. We're going to do this together.
I'm
Dr. Pranique James.
I'm ready.
Yes. I feel like we're doing the award ceremony, you know, like
I
calling
know.
Out the nominees at the Emmys or what have
right.
you. So we're going to do this together. Folks, bear with us a little bit. Let me just go ahead and change this up a little bit on speaker so you guys can hear me as we kind of go through. Okay. Dr. Pranique James wanted to thank her team for such a great, great contribution to what she's doing with her beard work. So the Beard King, Marky Riddick, the Beard King of the United States of America. He is, these are the Beard Kings. Okay, Marky Riddick, and he's, again, the Beard King of the USA. Justin Woodford, who is Bald and Bearded King. Sammy Riddick, who's the Beard King of Fitness, okay. Brandy Allen, who is a personal assistant. And Deshane Chanderlain, who is a photographer and videographer. So, again, I wanted to make sure that these names were clear in terms of all the support that they have extended to Dr. Pranique James, who, again, a noted trichologist and naturopathic doctor and our friend right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're really excited. And when our products are, we're going to get them, like, in our store and all that wonderful stuff. We'll be following up with her on all of that. So and keep you guys informed. What I also wanted to just say, we are excited. If you've missed any part of Dr. Pranique James' interview this morning on the broadcast, we've got you covered. Just simply following today's live show, which you guys know wraps up 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central, just simply stay tuned because coming up at noon today, 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 11 o'clock Central Time, you get the opportunity to listen to two back-to-back broadcasts of this very show. So we play it again at noon Eastern and again at 3 o'clock right over on our platform at HAIRadio.com. So at HairRadio.com,
awesome.
Remember it's spelled with one R, always spelled with one R. So go to www.HAIRadio.com between noon and 6, I'll say this evening, and you'll be able to hear the entire show. It's played back all 3 hours. Play back from end to end. So what did you think of that, Miss Tara?
Wow.
She is absolutely phenomenal. Let me tell you, I've never personally met her, even though we've been in a few rooms together. She's always been way over yonder somewhere. You know
yes,
what? I
yes.
had no idea that she was in Virginia Beach. I don't know. I thought that she was, you know, I knew she was in Virginia. I didn't know she was that far out in Virginia. And
oh, okay.
I remember seeing her. As a matter of fact, we were together. Well, not together. Like I said, she's way over yonder. But we were in the same room with Malaika Cooper this
June, I believe.
Yeah, for her Baltimore National Hair Show. You know, I was born and raised in Baltimore. And she was there with her whole team. And, you know, she was doing on-site hair consults and, you know, the whole nine. And she's just phenomenal. So I've always admired her from afar. You know, one day I'm going to come up to her and introduce myself. Hey, I'm Tara. I've been just watching you for years. So one day I'm going to do that.
Sweet.
But
yes,
she
sweet.
Is just so phenomenal. And even just watching her, she just seems so humble, so down to earth. And I've
never walked
over there because she's always surrounded by so many people and customers, so you know, I'm pretty sure I'll find the right time and the right moment. But I absolutely love the show. I love her. I really do.
I do too. Yeah. What she does, she has a certain light, and whenever she's around, and you know, folks, you cannot get to her when you know, and it happens to the folks. You know, we're in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And the hair business,
yeah.
And I know I've been on stage many times. As soon as you step off stage, the folks around you.
They bum rush you. They bum rush you.
Yes, they really go in. So she's in that arena, and we just love her. I'm trying to get her to come to our big show. It's coming up in October now, so it's not in August.
That would be great.
We're having a big hair show in Atlantic City. In October 23rd through the 24th, and 25th.
Save the dates.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Save the dates. And we're being joined by so many luminaries. So she is, you know, she's one of those big hair stars. So we want to make sure that Dr. Pranique James is on set. So I've got to say, we're always so excited. And her family, again, wonderful folks. I just adore them. So, you know, I could go on and on and on. Well, Dr. Pranique, one of these days we'll do an entire broadcast. Because she's been with us on several occasions, and we have the best material from this amazing person out there. So we'll share that, and we'll work on that.
And because
so, you know,
she has
speaking of,
so much information, she needs more than 30
exactly.
minutes. She can do an entire
hour. Yeah, she
hour.
Needs more, exactly.
Yeah,
and
she does.
You are right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, coming up on 600 shows, wow, 600 radio shows, I always have to distinguish between
it.
The radio show and our live hair show.
Yeah.
People get so confused. Yeah. And then we've got the 24-hour network. So folks are like, okay, what show, what network, where are you, what's your plan on? Because we're literally on all the time. We're on all the time.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We're on 24 hours a day with 7 days a week. So I'm so excited, and we're launching a whole bunch of new broadcasts. We're trying to get folks with their own shows to do, you know, just amazing things here for all of you guys. This is why we did the Hair Radio Show to begin with, which is to educate. And during the piece, Dr. Pranique James was talking about the traction alopecia. I could not think of the word traction to save my life. Well, this is live, folks. This is live radio. So I could not. I said,
I think she ran them all down, and that was the last one.
I could not think to save my life that so it just cracked. Oh, thank you. I think I just got a notification. I think Dr. James is hearing us as we speak. I just received a notice that Dr. James will be with us in October. So you heard it right here first. On the air. We're going to shout you out this morning, Dr. Pranique James. You're doing just awesome work. We love you. And continue what you're doing.
Yeah, that's
going to
be amazing.
Awesome. Well, that lineup alone, we're talking about folks like the legendary hairstylist coming all the way from Southern California. And his, a.k.a. Troy Ballard is his name. He is phenomenal. And, again, I've known him since we were literally teenagers.
So
wow.
I'm excited. Yeah, no, he is a true legend in the hair biz. So Dr. Bernique James, you're in great company. Great, great company. And I'm making some phone calls this morning to make some other big announcements. And we're going to add the amazing Dr. Bernique James to our lineup at hairnationexpo.biz, which is our event website. So I better make that clear. Our event website is www.hairnationexpo.biz, and our radio site is hairradio.com. So really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's just been an amazing broadcast today. I've been absolutely loving it. Tomorrow,
yeah.
Well, this was the plan. Tomorrow we'll get you on to do the actual, we'll get your interview replayed. This is, I call it, you know, every time we have new colleagues on the radio show, we always bring them on with amazing interviews. And, you know, we call it the getting to know you segment. So tomorrow we'll have our getting to know you segment with my new co-star, Tara, who is right on with me right now. So, Tara, you'll be able to put your feet up and listen to yourself right on the radio show.
I
so
that's know.
Be a lot of
how,
fun. Yeah.
How awesome is that? Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, getting to know me. And I'm looking forward to getting to know you guys. I am just so privileged to be a part of the Hair Radio family. Thank you guys for welcoming me. I so appreciate that. So we're going to get to know each other. But, yeah, I'm going to put it all out there. This is me. I'm very down to earth. I'm very open.
You are.
That is just me, you know. Very honest and real. What happened to the real people, you know?
Listen, I'm going to shine the light on you for a quick moment because I'm so taken by this. You know, folks may not realize, Hair Radio, we are – quite expansive. It may not seem like it because you may, and which is awesome and wonderful. We love you for it. And that is that you may know us only as the Hair Radio Show, which is wonderful. We've been out there for 25 years. That's usually how folks come into our organization. However, in your case, Ms. Tara, you didn't come in through our normal door. You took the other side. You actually came through the window then.
I left that alone.
You left it alone. Okay, I'm going to go there.
Shame
you really
on
did.
Me. I let you have that whole segment of explaining that because you are absolutely right.
You did, absolutely, Tara.
I don't know
listen,
this happened, but it happened.
You tell everybody.
All ordained.
Yes.
It's all ordained, yeah. So you can have that piece because I left that alone. Like,
you know what I love?
All I know is I am here.
Oh, you are here. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you. Tara, she came in as a support to our amazing Hair Nation Expo event.
That was it.
And that was it, and it started the ball rolling. Well, you are a dynamo in your own right. You are. And so this are the kind of folks that we are aligned with anyway. So you're just a natural fit to what we're doing here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Who knew?
So we're excited to have you.
Yeah.
We're excited to have you. And this is just the beginning. So I'm super hyped about it. Now, I'll tell you what, why don't we take just a quick, we'll do a short music break with the, I think I kind of like this. She celebrated a birthday just recently, and her name is Mavis Staples, and this is her song, I'll Take You There. It's just 2 minutes, and we'll be right back and close out today's show. Stay with us.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
Digital downloads of your favorite episodes of Hairpreneurs are available for just $4.99 at hairradio.com's website store. Buy your own audio download and get the tips to help you build your hair business.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
Yes, thank you, Shante. Listen, I want to take a moment to just acknowledge the amazing support from a lot of folks who contribute to this broadcast, folks like Shante and her amazing Complete Beauty Solutions, which her website is C, like complete, so it's cbeautysolutions.com. So definitely check them out. And again, I got to say, my co-host and co-star, Tara, you've been doing
Yay!
Such a great job. Yes, and
thank
we've given you,
you
the Tara
you,
in
you,
the morning. Monica,
thank
we love
you.
That.
My
yes,
pleasure.
I think it's wonderful. Well, listen, I just want to say it's been a great couple of days. Tomorrow we hit the airwaves again at 6 in the morning sharp. New York time, 5 o'clock central, and tomorrow we are going to just kind of have a wonderful open show. We'll do some live call-in. We'll invite you guys to check in with us on the air and do so many wonderful little things and some surprises
yeah,
in store.
Yeah, that's
going to
be great.
I want to thank the folks at ChairWatch, Tracy Beauty Supply, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Fix Your Feet. Also, the folks at Rugged Evolution, so their website is mm-hmm. ruggedevo.com, Complete Beauty Solutions that you just heard, Grip and Dip, the All Natural Corner, and Lalo's Vegan Restaurant, and so many others who've made this broadcast a very special experience this morning. So really good stuff. Yeah, we couldn't do the show if we didn't have folks helping us to accomplish these amazing goals. And just
yeah.
don't forget
shout out to them.
That, right? Shout out to all of them, exactly. And then noon and 3 o'clock today, you get to hear today's broadcast played back. So over at HAIRadio.com. So you have to go mm-hmm. online at www.hairradio.com, again, with just one R in the middle. And you'll be able to listen to this show again at 12 o'clock noon, and then it plays again at 3 o'clock. So mm-hmm. please check it out. If you've missed any part, it's a good time to play back, to listen in. All right, so that's it as far as I'm concerned. Now, I'm going to let you kind of get some of the lad's words in this morning. Folks, this morning, just wanted to say thank you again to Tara. So, Tara, what can
yeah.
you say about day two? What can you tell us about your experience in day two?
Oh, my gosh. I think it was even better than yesterday. I had such Aww. A fabulous time. Dr. Pranique is amazing, as always. I'm even going back and listening to the streamline to the entire segment for today. It was just amazing. Just awesome information, even with the Black 365. I mean, just so much informative
oh, yes.
information. If you guys missed it, go back and listen to it over and over again, because something that something was said today I know resonated in your spirit. So go back and listen to it. But today was absolutely amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
I mean, I love you guys. I love you, Carrie.
Thank
you. Know,
you.
I love what
oh,
the station
thank
is
you.
Doing.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. It has just been incredible. And I'm just looking forward
to this journey and looking forward to what's in store. And I'm just excited and honored to be a part. So today was just, it was just simply fabulous. It was fabulous.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And coming up, we're going to do some amazing music countdown shows, some counting down our beauty icons and hair icons.
Definitely.
Very soon on the broadcast. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all kinds of special broadcasts that we will be doing. And don't forget, the new veteran show is starting next Tuesday. It should be next Tuesday. We're going to keep our fingers crossed, and it'll rebroadcast
okay.
on Saturdays over at HAIRadio.com. So they'll be with us on Tuesday mornings at 8:30.
Mm-hmm. Smooth
Black is on Wednesdays at 8:30. And we have all
mm-hmm.
the luminaries who are dropping by to spend time with us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll see you back here tomorrow. So, again, remember that while we're closing out on the Blog Talk Show, remember, the conversation continues over at HAIRadio.com. So I want to thank my amazing co-star, Tara.